Now 43 after the hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Lang is here. Mr. Lang is a CPA. He's an attorney. And he's written a book called Retire Secure for Parents of a Child with a Disability. This is especially causal for you, Mr. Lang, because you are a parent of a child with a disability. So this is really a labor of love, it would seem, for you.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me on.
Do you care to share what the disability is that you don't have to with your child?
So Erica has dysautonomia, which is her autonomic nervous system doesn't work like yours or mine. So some things that we take for granted and just happens naturally, like heartbeat and breath and blood pressure and other things that we don't even think about, don't work properly for her. So it has many physical manifestations, and she will likely never be able to work. And the issue for me and my wife, for ever since she developed this condition, was how can we provide for her not only while we are alive, but if she survives us by 40 years, how can we provide for her for the next 40 years?
So is that what this book is all about, teaching people who have children with disabilities how to have them taken care of? I guess it makes a lot of sense. I bet there's not much information out there, and that's why the need for the book, right?
There's some information in certain areas. I wanted to have a complete piece of information that could give parents all the information that they needed, particularly on the financial side, all in one resource. And I was able to recruit two of the top experts in the country in the areas that I wasn't as strong, so that the book is even that much better.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the specifics, if we can, in the limitation we have of time, the most important things that our listeners can do if they have a child that has a disability. What are things that you're advising them to do right here, right now?
Right here, right now. Let's start with the most important, which is to get your child qualified for government benefits known as SSI. Mm-hmm. And that is typically done after the child turns 18. And that's kind of like the golden ticket. It provides you a cash benefit, health benefits, tuition, vocational training, and it also is much better after your parents die if you have that designation or qualification while your parents were alive. It's mm-hmm. mission critical, and it really is something that every parent with a child with a disability who would qualify should spend a lot of time and effort in doing.
All right. So let's just for a moment here, expand, if you will, on the importance of doing these, like you write about Roth IRA conversions. And this is kind of down in the weeds. I don't know. We don't have time to get to the bottom line, but there's a lot of this information that's clearly explained in this book. Again, the book is called Retire Secure for Parents of a Child with a Disability. And you can, by the way, get it. I'm going to remind you of this a couple of times. If you go to disabledchildplanning.com/good day, you can get the book. And there's also a seminar that you're going to do for parents of children who have disabilities coming up. When is that, by the way? When is that going to take place?
That is on Monday. That's this coming Monday. That's February 12th.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how do they sign up for it? By going to the same website, Disabled
Child Planning? Website, and they can get the book for free. By the way, most of the book will apply to anybody, but we do have all the specialty sections for parents with a child with a disability. We have a very extensive table of contents to make it easy to get to. But right. I did want to give your audience the ability to get this information and do whatever they can on their own if they are so inclined to do that.
Yeah, you talk about converting a Roth IRA for something specific like that. Is that easy to do? I know you explain it in the book.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of listeners that have already made Roth conversions, and it's, let's say, a relatively standard strategy for a lot of IRA and retirement plan owners. The big difference is for a child with a disability, after you die, without getting too technical, that child can get tax-free distributions for the rest of their life. And if you're thinking about providing for a child for many years after you're gone, the math on tax-free works out enormously favorable.
I'm
for
looking
child.
At the numbers here. Yeah, this is enormous. These numbers are just amazing. So if you'd like this help, check it out at disabledchildplanning.com/good day. Jay will post that on our website, so you'll be able to go there and sign up also for this all-day summit. Very important information. Mr. Lang, best of luck to you, your family, your daughter.